There were few opportunities to preach during planting time in 1843. Farmers were only free on Sundays. But I did get an appointment to speak in East Augusta, Maine, where I had some singular experiences. I gave lectures each evening and again on Sunday morning. I lectured to a crowded house on the millennium. I endeavored to show that at no point in this mortal state would all the world be converted and the animals return to their Eden state. Clearly, this scene takes place in heaven. The lion and the lamb lie down together because they are restored from the effects of the curse.
Just a minute, Brother White. I'm a universalist minister, and I can prove from Daniel 65 that the idea of animals in heaven is ridiculous and unbiblical.
Very well, sir. Please do.
Well, I guess. Let's see. Now, it's right here. I know I can... Well, it's obvious that Daniel has been torn out of my Bible.
Here, sir, you may borrow mine.
Let's see. It has to be. I know, I've seen.
Sir, no one can find Daniel 65. There are only 12 chapters in the book. I believe what you're looking for is Isaiah 65.
Are you sure?
They shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat.
That's it! Yes, that's the chapter!
Then, how about this verse? The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. Shall I go on?
No, that's enough.
The time to choose is now, my brothers and sisters. Where will you stand on that day? If you want to be ready to go home with the Lord, stand now.
Pray for me, Brother White. I don't want to wail in hell. I was once a Christian.
Wonderful meeting, Brother White. You make the message so clear and so interesting. I enjoy coming to every lecture.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to present the word, ma'am.
Looks like you ain't the only one enjoys the meetings, Elvania. Look over there.
Well, can you beat that? He's here again.
Who's here?
It's Walter Bolton. He's been at every meeting, and he ain't even a Christian.
Now, what's got hold of him to call him out to these meetings?
Beats me. I never saw him in a religious meeting before, unless it was a funeral.
At the end of the lectures, I called at the house of Walter Bolton.
Brother White, come in. Martha, Brother White has come to see us.
Brother White, we're so happy to see you. You've brought us the truth and turned our darkness into day.
You believe the message, then?
With all our hearts and minds. I was never a Christian, Brother White, but I believe now, and I want to be ready to meet the Lord when he comes.
That's wonderful, Brother Bolton. Tell me, if you were not a Christian, why did you come to the meetings in the first place?
When you rode into town, I recognized you, as though we had been acquainted for years.
How can that be?
I saw you in a dream. I heard you speak. The people asked you questions, and you answered in Bible text, in a manner of strong conviction. When you rode in, my dream came to my mind with such force that I had to hear you speak.
I'm glad you did, brother.
And when I did, you quoted some of the very text I heard in my dream. My feelings were beyond description.
We have all been blessed, Brother White. Before you go, will you please pray for us?
I bowed with this dear family in prayer and parted from them in tears. I returned to Palmyra, where I was ordained a minister in the Christian denomination.
Well, Elder White, you're now an ordained minister. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm glad to say the title no longer scares me, Father. I'm perfectly willing to serve the Lord as his minister. I will go wherever he sends me.
Oh, now you should rest for a while before you go anywhere, James.
I can't rest long, Mother. As soon as the snow is gone, I intend to be about God's work. As I traveled, I found warm fellowship with many firm believers. They welcomed me into their homes, and together we rejoiced in the near advent. In the early summer, I returned home.
Have some more, James. It'll put some meat on your bones. I declare you look thin as a razor, son.
Oh, Mother, you'll stuff me so full, I won't be able to walk.
Well,
just another smidgen more.
Oh.
By the way, when I was in Portland, I heard a remarkable young woman named Ellen Harmon speak at a testimony meeting.
Oh, a young woman?
Yes, Father. She's a frail girl, about 16, I think. Seems very intense and very sincere about the soon coming of the Lord. She is a most astonishing young woman.
Determined to be financially independent, I went to the fields to work during the summer of 1843.
Well, we can't get this field going by sundown. Well, I see you're right on time, White. I don't know if you know any of the rest of the mowing crew.
I know a couple of them. One of them is from Palmyra.
Right.
And another lived on a farm a few miles from ours.
Well, boys, there are scythes enough for all of you in the hay rick. I want this field mowed by sundown. Now get to work. I'll check with you late in the afternoon.
Well, howdy, James White. I didn't know you farmed it anymore. I thought you was one of them Millerite preachers now.
Yes, I've been doing service for the Lord. But I guess I still remember how to mow hay.
I don't know, White. You look kind of pasty-faced and puny to me. I hope you can keep up with the rest of us.
There's only one way to find out. Let's get to work.
You'll never keep up, preacher.
Now, hold on, Josh. James White here is an ordained minister of God. Let's show some respect.
What are you doing? None of us want that Bible thumper working with us. Let's drive him out.
Don't be a fool, Josh.
He was hired same as you and me. Sure wouldn't look good if we forced White off the job. But I've got an idea. Mm. Call the other boys over here so the preacher can't hear us. So we'll tell the James, oh so holy White, that because of our great respect for him as minister, we want him to be lead off mower. Okay?
It's a great idea. Why, we'll run right over that preacher in about 10 minutes. Then he'll have to leave.
Good plan.
Look at that. Look at that. That preacher go. He's cutting the swath twice as wide as the ones we're cutting.
He's half a field ahead of us. No matter how fast we cut, we just can't keep up with him.
Well, look. He's finally going to rest in the shade of that big elm tree. Now maybe we can catch up.
Whoosh! I beat right to my socks. Why, do you mean to kill yourself and us too?
What do you mean?
You've been cutting across the field like one of them McCormick Reapers. We're about done in.
We took you for a soft-bellied minister who wouldn't know one end of the scythe from the other, but mister, you sure do.
I was raised on a farm, just as you were. I've mowed hay all my life.
That's about the hottest day we've had all summer, yet you've taken no beer or liquor. Mm. How do you do it, James?
I've got a helper.
A helper?
That's right. Every time I swing my scythe, I send up a little prayer, and my helper up there gives me the strength and the stamina to go a little farther and a little faster.
Your helper is God.
Yes, my helper is God, and he could be your helper too, if you'd let him. Well, fellas, let's get back to work.